Hey guys, how's it going? This is Abhilash and welcome to the SaaS Sessions podcast. Today's episode is with Batiz Jameen. He's the CEO of Crisp.chat. Crisp is a customer messaging platform that allows brands to chat with their customers using a simple platform. We're going to talk about how Crisp started and how they scaled 200K customers without a sales team. Let's start with you, Batiz. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and a little more on what exactly Crisp is?
Yeah, sure. So hello, guys. So I'm Batiz. I come from France. I'm a French entrepreneur. So I started Crisp 3 years ago with in mind that the startup ecosystem needed a simple chat solution to connect with customers. Because back in the time, we had a lot of different chat solutions, but it was, in my opinion, too complex. So with my co-founder 3 years ago, where we were at school and we started developing Crisp. And then we started having more and more customers. We started like with two customers, and now we have 100K. We have 100K customers on the platform.
That's great. That's great, Batiz. Can you tell us how exactly did the idea for Crisp.chat come about?
Yeah. So we were doing different side projects in the past, and we did different startups. Some succeeded, others failed. And on all our projects, we really felt a lack of a simple and affordable chat solution. Because when you start a new company, you can't afford thousands of dollars in a chat solution. And we felt that the market needed a very simple chat solution and affordable to everyone. And also, I think that the market needed as well a sexy chat software, because all the software in the past, like Zopium or Olark, were really ugly, in my opinion. And we wanted to change that. It's how Crisp started, 3 years ago now.
Perfect. So you saw that there's a need for a very simple platform for chat, and then you went ahead and built solutions on it. Like, again, as you mentioned, that Crisp started 3 years back. Like the products that are available right now, it caters to all branches of any particular company. So it can be customer, it can be support teams, it can be chatting with customers who come to your website. And there are, I went through the site and I also saw there are features where you can go ahead and help customers navigate through a website as well. So all these iterations, like, I understand that it started from chat. How exactly did you realize that all these iterations could also be a part of the product? Like, what was the process behind this?
Oh, I guess it's very simple. We started Crisp step by step. So when we started Crisp 3 years ago, Crisp was really a straightforward product. Like, you have a chat widget on the website, and then on the other end, you have a dashboard to reply to customers. And we started with very simple software, like a simple chat widget, a simple dashboard with the very basic stuff. Text messaging, few emojis, file sharing. We didn't have a lot of features back in the time. And then we started having more and more customers, and the customers started to have IDs. So we started to implementing the IDs. And step by step, we started to have more and more features. We collected a lot of feedback from our early customers. 2 years ago, we developed Crisp 2, which was a brand new release. And in Crisp 2, we implemented all the suggestions, all the feedback, all the customers' feedback we had before the launch. And then we started to add new features like a CRM, a help desk, video calls, Magic Browse, which is the feature you mentioned to see the visitor screen. So it was step by step.
Perfect, perfect. And how exactly, like as you mentioned, when you started off as a simple chat interface, how did you start getting people to pay for your service? Like you mentioned that iteratively the product has become more and more free, feature driven. But how did you actually start getting paid customers? Yeah.
When we started Crisp, we were young people, I guess, and we didn't know anything about the market. We had a vision, but we were like new on the market and we didn't knew the market really well, to be honest. We were good developers, I guess, but we were not good marketers. So what we did, and I think it's a great advice for entrepreneurs, is to start the product with a freemium and a free version of your product, like for a year. And it's what we did. This way you can attract new users to your platform and there is no friction at all because the product is free. So it's easy to get customers, users, because they are not customers yet. And then you can like implementing new features, you can collect feedback. And with all your customers' feedback, you can then create paid features, basically. And it's what we did. We started implementing paid features, but later. First, the product was free.
Perfect, perfect. And how big is the team at Crisp currently?
So Crisp is a small team. Like currently, we are just 7 people on the team. So we are 3 developers. So I co-founded the company with a friend. So we are the two co-founders are the developers on the platform. We are the core developers. We hired as well a friend, which is helping us to develop the platform. We have a marketing guy and all the rest of the team is customer support.
That's really great, Matisse, because having 100K customers and having managing that with such a small team, that's really commendable.
Yes, I know. But I think it's possible to build really great businesses and big businesses with small team. Because when you see companies like WhatsApp, when Facebook acquired WhatsApp, WhatsApp was a really, really small team. And they sold WhatsApp to Facebook like $30 billion or something like that. So it's really possible, in my opinion, to build great products, great companies with a small team. But when you're a small team, you need to have great people on board, of course.
Definitely, definitely. As you mentioned that you have developers, you have marketing, and you have customer support people as well. Like when customers use your platform, you would get feedback from everybody. Like I think everybody on the team would be getting feedback some way or the other. How do you basically decide what to build based on features that your customers ask you for? Considering that you're a small team and you want to build the next feature, but how do you do that? What is that process?
Okay, so first, I guess, you need to dog food your product. So, of course, we need our own product every day. We talk, even as a CEO, I talk every day with a lot of customers. Like every day, I talk to 30 customers. So every day, I collect a lot of feedback. And as I use the platform every day, I can feel the pain on the platform. I know what works and what doesn't work. As I chat with a lot of different people, I know what they want. Our customer support agents also, they're in touch with a lot of different people. So every day we do have a lot of feedback. But of course, you can't listen to all the feedback because a lot of people want they want bad solutions. They have the bad request for the bad problem. And sometimes you just need to refine the problem to create a feature. So what we did is we created a private Facebook group where we have all our early customers. We have like 200 people in the group. And as now we do have more and more customers, it can be sometimes difficult to know what feature is good, what feedback is good, and what feedback is bad. So we have the policy to prioritize the feedback from this private Facebook group with all the early customers. Because the early customers started using Crisp 3 years ago when Crisp was like in beta, we had bugs sometimes, and they're still using Crisp. So they really understand what the product is, the vision is, and the early customers are, in my opinion, the best way to get good feedback and to know what to implement or not.
Perfect. That's a really good takeaway for everyone who's listening, because again, like having a small team and getting feedback from all corners, how do you exactly prioritize? Like your team really did a great way by understanding early users' feedback on Facebook. Now, moving towards the marketing angle, like apart from getting your first customers from the freemium model, like have you done any other sort of marketing to get yourself out there? Because in general, like there are other competitors out there in the market as well. So apart from the product, is there something else that you do unique from the competition?
So first, the biggest marketing is the product at Crisp, because most of our acquisition is just like inbound. It's people typing our name on Google and signing up. So it's very important to get a good product, an easy product with a straightforward onboarding. If you have that, like 80% of the marketing stuff is done. So we started to implement, like 2 years ago, a very strong onboarding process, because when you have people signing up on your product, it's good, of course. But then you need to make those users as long-term users. So we figured out that helping customers and teaching customers how to use the product was good, because it helps to get to turn those customers into paying customers later. So yeah, onboarding is very important on marketing. Then we really worked a lot on the website, because nowadays people are using internet a lot, and we are browsing like more than 100 websites every day. So your website really needs to have something special to. So people going to your website for the first time really recognize something on your website to make your website into the head. And now we're starting to have a more classical marketing, because of course inbound marketing is good, but to go on the other steps of building the company, you need to find other ways to get customers. So now we are trying to build a YouTube channel, and we are also trying to do more more blog articles, like content marketing.
Great. So like you mentioned the YouTube, like you're creating a YouTube channel. So is this mostly to get user adoption, to show people that what can be achieved from Crisp?
Yeah, on both ways. So first is education, because as I mentioned before, it's very important that users know how to use the product, like to make sure they are using the product at 100%. If people are using your product like at 10% or 20%, they won't be able to be long-term users. So it's why we are doing this YouTube channel, is on the first hand education. And on the second hand, we are doing we will do podcasts with interviews, and we will talk about what we do at Crisp and how we can help companies doing better.
Perfect. And like, you've given us a broad view of what exactly Crisp is doing and what exactly is happening in the space. Like, also, I wanted to understand, how quickly are you growing?
Okay, so we have, every day we are doubling the revenues and the customers every year.
That's great, Batiste. Having a small team and getting your revenues doubled every year just because of the product is really commendable there.
Yeah, and what is special at Crisp as well is we are a small team, but like a year ago, we were still a remote team. So all the team was remote. So we work from the US, from Eastern Europe and many different countries. And as we got more and more customers, to be honest, it was a bit difficult to handle all the growth, because we were only two developers and we only have two customer support agents. And we wanted to grow the team, of course, but growing a remote team is not easy for many different reasons. So what we did is we went back to France, and we started to get offices and to hire people in France to scale the team, and this way to prepare the future, to create a new Crisp version, and to get a bigger team to handle the growth.
That's great. And apart from growing the team and growing your revenues, what's next for Crisp? Like, what is coming from your side?
Yeah, so we are working currently on a new Crisp release called the Crisp 3. So we're working like 100% of the dashboard. All the dashboard is new with some new features, but mainly we are reworking all the design, all the user experience to make Crisp faster, a more simple and easy for the companies. And we expect this new version to be released like in few months.
Perfect. And for the audience listening in, like, if they haven't gone ahead and checked Crisp, please go ahead and check it out. And the new release is coming out as well. Go ahead and try it out and definitely share feedback with Baptiste and the team.
Yeah, sure. I guess it's very important nowadays to have a chat on your website, because it's very important to get in touch with customers every day. If you don't chat with your customers, you are losing revenue.
Definitely. And regarding other use cases as well, like, apart from the chat, people can also go ahead and try all the other features and use it according to their particular use cases.
Yeah, for instance, we do have a CRM, so you can import all your contacts from your database to Crisp to centralize all your data in Crisp. You can also connect Crisp with all many different platforms, like with HubSpot, you can connect to your Zoho CRM to Pipedrive. We are also connected with many other messaging softwares. Like, you can connect Crisp with Messenger or Twitter, you can connect Crisp to a text phone number, so to receive text messages on Crisp. We are connected with Telegram as well. It's possible as well on Crisp to have a help desk website. Like you can create your own website with frequent asked questions, and we also have a status page feature to check if your servers are up or not. And we have many different plugins. For instance, we have a bot solution to create your own bot on Crisp, and the bot is fully integrated with many different platforms. So you can create a bot on Crisp that will be connected with the chat widget on your website, which will be connected as well on Messenger, Twitter. So on Crisp, you can connect all your different ecosystem, all the different softwares you are using on the company.
That's great. Like, I'm definitely sure that most of the audience listening in would definitely want to try this out and go ahead and give you more feedback. At least apart from this, I would also generally like to ask you, like, what is a newsletter or a podcast or a book that you would like to recommend to the audience? Something that you read every day or something that has kind of inspired you?
I'm not a book person, to be honest, but we had a lot of advices from a company called Ojar, and they're doing great content on their blog. So you can definitely check their blog and what Ojar does, because it's a very interesting company.
Great. I'd add it on the show notes so everybody can go ahead and check that out as well. Perfect. And that's our time for today, Matisse. Thank you so much for taking time out. It was a great understanding into what exactly Crisp is doing and what exactly is coming out in the future as well. And thanks for sharing your insights into growing the product and getting more customers as well. This would definitely help the audience. Perfect. And you can follow Matisse on LinkedIn and Twitter. I'll add the links with the show notes. Also, please check out crisp.chat, and you can use it for your website and for other use cases as mentioned earlier. Thank you, guys.